Hilton. Whatever the facts, this jail provides hellhole accommodation for those unwise enough to flout Thailand's draconian drug smuggling laws. Diyarbakir. This Turkish prison's infamous reputation is long-standing. In the 1980s, thousands are said to have been tortured or killed during what became known as Diyarbakir's period of barbarity. Sabaneta. Horrific inter-gang violence broke out in Sabaneta in 2013, raising the question, who controls this brutal Venezuelan jail? The authorities or its inmates? Tadmor. Scene of a massacre in 1980, Syria's current civil war has once again focused the world's attention on this jail dubbed the Kingdom of Death and Madness. Carandiru. Brazil's prisons have long had a dire reputation, and Carandiru's is no exception. The 1992 massacre within its walls has gone down as one of the worst human rights violations in the country's history. H.M. Prison Maze, the Prison of the Troubles. The story of Her Majesty's Prison Maze is one of hunger strikes, dirty protests, assaults, escapes, and the political divide. It's also the story of one of the great turning points in Ireland's centuries of volatile history, and of a place, ironically, where the seeds of peace were first sown. The Maze was a product of the Troubles, the conflict that erupted in Northern Ireland in 1968 and endured for 30 years until resolved through peaceful and democratic means. On both sides, it would cost the lives of some 3,600 people. During the Troubles, political and religious differences forged in the distant past boiled to the surface yet again and tore a nation apart. On one side stood the mainly Protestant loyalists and unionists, who wished for Northern Ireland to remain part of the United Kingdom. On the opposing side were the mainly Catholic nationalists and republicans, who wished to liberate Northern Ireland from any sort of British rule and unite it with the Republic of Ireland. Each viewed themselves as freedom fighters, and their enemies as terrorists. The history of the Maze itself began in the early 1970s and ends with the dawning of the 21st century. Born out of the Troubles, its purpose was simple: to serve as a place of incarceration for the men whose acts of violence and terrorism had starkly divided a nation and spilled onto the British mainland with a sustained campaign of bombings and shootings. But the Maze would become something else. A stark monument to suffering, for inside its heavily guarded walls, violent acts were committed, just as they were outside on the streets of Northern Ireland. With its central role at a crucial moment in a nation's history, the Maze became, in short, one of the most symbolic prisons of the 20th century. It was also the scene of Britain's biggest ever prison escape. Communities in conflict. By the late 1960s, sectarian battles between Loyalists and Republicans had become a regular occurrence in Northern Ireland, and when the Royal Ulster Constabulary seemed powerless in the face of attacks by the Irish Republican Army, or IRA, in 1969 the British Army was sent in to provide backup. At around the same time, the IRA split into two factions, the political official IRA and the paramilitary provisional branch. By August 1971, matters had deteriorated to such an extent that the British Army launched Operation Demetrius, a campaign of mass arrest and internment without trial. Amid 4 days of violence, 342 people suspected of being Republican paramilitaries were arrested. Over 100 were released, however, and many of the top IRA paramilitaries were tipped off and slipped the net. But the policy of internment continued, and the number of detainees had risen to 924 by 1972, the year in which the British government suspended the Northern Ireland Parliament and brought in direct rule from Westminster. 1972 was also the year of Bloody Sunday, when 13 protesters against internment were shot dead by the Parachute Regiment, vastly boosting IRA recruitment. Northern Ireland now seemed set for a long and bloody war of attrition. From prison ship to Longkesh. Another urgent matter needing addressing: where would this sudden